Wow. Anybody in here know anything about a peace train? Peace train. Woo! I want to ride the peace train. And I know some of you think you're riding the peace train when you are like in quiet meditation. Or that peace is when you have your kids and grandkids and they're all around you, but everything's nice. No one's fighting, right? Or that peace is that moment when you are in the tub soaking, Calgon, take me away. We have these funny stories about peace and what we think it is and how we define it. And it's not that it's wrong, but it is just the surface. It's kind of like those examples of peace are what we feel as human beings, that when we stop doing and we start being, we feel peaceful. That's how we've defined it. That's the word we use. And, you know, we think of peace as the absence of conflict, the absence of chaos, the absence of tension, right? Oh, I'm really, my relationship is peaceful because we're getting along and there's nothing wrong and we're not fighting or arguing or disagreeing about anything. That's peace. So even this morning, some of you know, I went out and I walked the labyrinth, and part of even my thinking was, I'll walk the labyrinth and then I'll be in peace. But as I was walking the labyrinth, I was reminded it's not just about experiencing peace on the human level or being peaceful. It's not only about being in peace, it's showing up as peace. When I show up as peace, then I forget, or I stop thinking about peace as the opposite of pain. I start thinking about peace is that quality, that essence, that way of experiencing God, spirit, universal love, that is a part of whatever I'm doing. Let me say that again. Experiencing peace as a part of whatever I'm doing or whatever is going on. Now, just take that in a little bit. Or maybe even better, don't take it in. Think back to a time in your own life where there has been disaster, chaos, confusion, conflict, and you still felt peace. You felt peaceful. Can you think of that? Anybody? Can you think of examples of that in your own life? Like maybe even in the last week? But definitely at some point in your life, maybe there was a divorce. Maybe there was a cancer diagnosis. Maybe there was a bankruptcy. Maybe there were layoffs at work. Maybe there was the death of someone you really cared about. And it felt like there was a lot of conflict. Things were not just in order. Yet, there was something that just welled up from within that had you feeling peace. I'm pausing because I want you to feel what that feels like. Now, maybe there are a few of you who cannot connect with that feeling. Maybe there are a few of you who have not had that happen. But when we talk about peace, and the theme in today's daily word is world peace, which is but when we talk about peace, whether it's on the personal level or the global level, we are not talking about a reaction. Peace, the spiritual quality, is not a reaction to circumstance. Remember, the spiritual qualities are the absolute. The spiritual qualities are the nature of God. The spiritual qualities, all of them, are what exists before we lay our humanness on top of them. The spiritual qualities are the core of our very being, our true essential nature. The spiritual qualities are not a reaction to anything that we think or do or that someone else thinks or does. The spiritual qualities are the essence of the way life has been created to be expressed and expanded. So, can you think about peace from that perspective? When you think about peace as the essential nature, when you think about expressing, talking, thinking from that place where the peace of God is your peace. OMG, it's like, that's powerful. One of my favorite questions is this one. When I am feeling a little stressed, when I am experiencing challenges, when you said, like, being caught or cut off in traffic, like, how can I be peaceful instead of human irritated, right? The question that I try to remember and usually will remember to ask myself sooner or later is this one: is this worth me losing my peace with God? Is this worth me losing my peace with God? You could also ask it, is this worth me losing my peace of God? Because the peace of God is within you. You're the one who blocks it out. You're the one who covers it up. You are the one who says, I'll get back to that. You are the one who decides whether to ground what you are saying and doing in the nature of peace that is already yours, or rather, whether you would instead like to just have a little fun, I guess, a little human fun, a little human adventure, and say, I'll get back to peace. In the meantime, I'd like to have a little drama. In the meantime, I'd like to have a little fight. I just want to practice my arguing skills. I've got to be prepared for when someone else wants to argue with me, so I'm going to practice with you today. And then I'll get back to peace tonight when I sit at my altar and ring the chime and take 3 deep breaths. That's when I'll let peace come forward. But in the meantime, I'll just have a little human adventure because, it would be so boring otherwise. How silly is that, right? How silly is that? But how many of us play that game choose that game. Right. I love that, Scott. It's like, I'm not going to raise my hand like this, but I'll raise my hand like here. Like, I don't really want to admit it. So I'm here to tell you or remind you, yes, the peace is who you already are. And it doesn't matter whether it's a personal challenge, right? Diagnosis, disease, devastation, disappointment, or whether it is at the group level because of where we work or where we worship or where we live in the community, that there are things happening that are not what we would prefer. Or whether it's at the global level, political groups trying to legislate morality or values, violent conflicts between countries, global warming and climate change, environmental racism where people in specific areas do not have access to clean, safe water. It doesn't matter whether it's personal or global. The conflict can only be resolved by bringing the true nature of peace forward. So peace is not actually the peace at the spiritual level, is not actually the absence of conflict. And there's so many quotes about that, which of course now my tablet has gone to sleep. But I was surprised at how many different people have spoken about this, about peace is not just the absence of conflict. So, Dorothy Thompson, peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of creative alternatives for responding to conflict. Creative alternatives. Where does creativity come from? Right? It is spirit expressing in a new way through what it has access to, which is our words, our minds, our thoughts. Ronald Reagan. Okay. Ronald Reagan, in a speech, said, "Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the ability to handle conflict by peaceful means." Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of wholeness. Take that in. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of wholeness. Joseph Owls. Let's see if I can find one more. That's the same one. Martin Luther King has a quote about peace is not the absence of tension, but bringing forth the presence of God. And then this Cheryl Richardson quote that I think is in some ways even more important, because it's not just about defining what peace actually is, it's reminding us who we are when we don't resolve the conflict through the spiritual quality of peace. Cheryl Richardson said, if you avoid conflict to keep the peace, you start a war within yourself. So it's another way of saying you are going to expect conflict. You should expect it. We're human. We are going to disagree. We are going to have different perspectives. We are going to experience different things. And that, in the human nature, translates into misunderstanding, miscommunication, different priorities, which we have labeled conflict instead of just normal life. And then if we shy away from that thinking, oh, well, I'm going to keep the peace. I'll just suck it up. I won't bring that forward. I won't get into a conversation with someone about the conflict that that causes for me. I won't let my doctor know that the course of action that she is suggesting for my health just doesn't resonate with me and we need to find something else. I mean, conflict can be violent, but conflict, when we don't address it through peaceful means and standing firmly in the consciousness of peace, if we don't address it, we are creating a war within ourselves. Jane Addams said, true peace is not merely the absence of war. It is the presence of justice. So do you get the idea that peace is something that is really important for us to use, not chase? Peace is something we use, not chase after. Peace is something that we incorporate into our way of building relationships. It is not a prescription that we apply to pain in a relationship. Peace is the pathway, right? It is our way of being. So Sheila Walsh said, peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ. And so I like to think about our conversation about peace from that perspective, that if conflict is actually an integral part of life, then my Christ consciousness is the foundation of my life. If conflict is a part of my life, it's going to happen, it's going to show up, it's going to require me to show up, then the part of me that I want to show up is the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of peace that is already within me. I want to bring that forward. I want to have that lead. I want to trust it. I want to have faith in it. I want to use it. Are you with me? Can you do that? Can you do that? Maybe. Can you do that sometimes? Can you do that somewhat? Can you do that on a good day? Can you do that when you remember? Can you do it in all those conditions? Do you see how easy it is to put conditions on what is actually the absolute, and all it requires is a commitment from me to say, this is who I am. I love y'all. Because I promise you, in my head, I said, boom. But I was like, Tracy, well, yeah, right, like, Tracy, you don't have to say everything that comes to mind, but in my mind, I was like, boom, yes, right, and you are my family way more than you know, or maybe way more than I know, I don't know. So, yeah, when I make the commitment And I am reminded in this moment how hard that can be. It's not easy. But we never promised that applying these spiritual principles in our lives would be easy. What we promise is that when we stop thinking about our spiritual practices as the pathway to escape life, we are then more able to use our spiritual principles and practices as a way to navigate our lives. So peace is not the antidote that you bring up after there's been a problem in order to make the problem disappear or pretend that there is no problem. Peace is the antidote that you use because you are bringing it into the conflict, the disappointment, the fear, the anger, the lack of being sure. You bring the peace into it. And sometimes, at least for me, sometimes what happens is I realize that I think I'm going to resolve the conflict using peace. But what actually happens is that peace dissolves the conflict because Christ consciousness, the consciousness of Christ, not the person Jesus, but the way of bringing crystal clear clarity, that consciousness is what dissolves what, sometimes it dissolves it by letting me see, oh, I made something big out of something that was small. But sometimes it really is something big. And we find the commonality, we share the priority, we share the resolution, and what was a problem is resolved. So we have pain. I have pain. I don't know. Is there anybody in here who has pain in their life sometimes? I said we have pain, and I thought, I can't speak for everybody in the room and everybody's online. Well, we have pain. But when we bring peace into the pain, actually, by design, it eliminates any suffering, right? Suffering is holding on to the pain. Suffering is repeating the pain. Suffering is giving power to the pain. But we are going to experience emotional pain, mental pain, physical pain, and that's a whole nother story. Oh my God. We're going to experience pain as long as we are in this human form, partially because we have a cultural consciousness that pain is normal. That's really, we have, as a human race, we have said, oh, when these things happen, that's painful. Oh, when this happens, it hurts. And then physically, right, our bodies will hurt when you try to hold up a roller skater who is 8 inches taller than you and 100 pounds heavier, and you jam your finger into them to hold them up, and I don't have the splint on, but if you were to look really close, you would see that my finger is bent, and I'm not going to let you see. but I know some of you are going to come up to me after the service and say, let me see your finger. Let me see how it's bent. Because you want to remind me of my pain. Because I'm supposed to be in pain. But the reality is, when we are in pain, whether it is physical, mental, or emotional, and we bring peace to it, the consciousness of peace, then the pain begins to dissolve. The pain has a different, makes a different impression on our subconscious because our Christ consciousness comes first. I don't know if this makes any sense to you. I just know I have experienced it over and over and over and over again in my life. That when I bring my consciousness to a place of wholeness, whatever pain I am experiencing begins to fade. It's not a miracle. Did you get that? Okay. It's not a miracle, right? It is simply the power of the truth, the consciousness of peace that reminds me that I can get through anything with God. Say it with me. I can get through anything with God. I can get through anything with God. Again, I can get through anything with God. I can get through anything with God. The peace of God is my peace now. I just hope that resonates with you the way it resonates with me. In the harshest of circumstances, I can say to myself, the peace of God is my peace now. The peace of God seeks to express right here and right now. This is the consciousness that ends pain. So today's theme within the Unity Movement of world peace means a lot of things. But what I want you to take with you today is that world peace depends upon me, and that community peace depends upon me. My peace depends upon me. And so if I want to remove the pain that's happening in the world, all I have to do is remember that pain ends as consciousness expands. Pain ends as consciousness expands together. Pain ends as consciousness expands. Slow down. Pain ends as consciousness expands. One more time. Pain ends as consciousness expands. This is the consciousness of peace that I strive for, and I encourage you this week to strive for it as well. Let's take this into prayer. And for the prayer, I was debating about a meditation or a prayer. And I was reminded that in my book, I Turn to Prayer, there are actually 3 or 4 prayers about peace. And so we are going to just ground today. in. A prayer titled Grounded in Peace. One thing I know for sure is the Creator of all is a loving spirit. I know spirit is both the storm and the calm after the storm. I know spirit is the unlimited universal source for all that happens. And I know that all that happens is either good or it's leading to good. Spirit orchestrates and navigates all change grounded in peace. For change is a natural part of the always expanding nature of life. Take a breath. I am one with spirit on this journey called human life. So in times of change, I too am grounded in peace. I am at peace. I am protected by spirit through every trial I face. I invite each challenge and look for the lessons that deepen my spiritual growth. Breathe. I embrace each disappointment as an opportunity to learn or grow. My serenity and my peace is firmly rooted in the depth of my soul and grounds me when people and events threaten my comfort. This is the undeniable truth for which I am grateful. And knowing peace has no opposite in God, I yield to the guidance and creative power of spirit as it is spoken. So it is done. And so it is. Amen.